Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. A few send me a message about how I feel, and I do not send messages for 2 or 3 days. And I will tell you, my heart was broken, not for me, for the condition of the Ummah, for our condition. I send messages and only three few reply, only a few reflect over the verses and send reply. And I tell you the truth, if I'm not doing this for Allah, I cannot do it. I really can't. In meantime, I'm watching something very scary. And this is normal. Normal, but not normal. When you see the message, hear the message, Allah allow you to get the message. Message has a duty, has a responsibility. If I do not live with the responsibility of the message, what will happen? Allah can snatch it from me. Allah can give me dunya, and I will be completely in dunya, and I will forget the message. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me a trial or hardship and I become rebellious, repentant, resentment in myself, and I lose the message. And this can be us, can be money, can be family, can be illness, can be anything. All the time in this journey, Allah will check our sincerity. I remember Luqman al-Hakim, when he said to his son, my son, remember two and forget two. Remember Allah and remember death. Forget your goodness to other and forget the evil of other or the mischief of other doing it to you. I want you to hear this very well. Remember Allah, remember death. And remember and forget your goodness to other and forget what other do against you. In meantime, in chapter Luqman, is many advices. Luqman, he said it to his son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added in Quran. And it started by verse 14 until verse 20. Verse 14 to 20, and in verse 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, in the tongue of Luqman, Ya Bunay, O my son, if it will be an atom or a tiny dot of even a sand inside a rock, Allah will bring it. Allah Latifun Khabir. When you study the name of Allah, Latifun Khabir, Latif, he knows the inner depth of what we have in our heart. Khabir, he's aware. And the angel tell him, meaning somebody tell him, why Allah do that? You see, when you study, Allah is Khabir, Sami', Alim. He know, but also Khabir. The angel writing and tell him. In here is a very important point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he know the inner and the depth of what we have in our heart, even is a dot. This dot, call it anything. If it's dot of goodness, it leave a dot of wide goodness in the heart. If it's dot of evil and mischief and sin, it leave a black dot in the heart, and it keep accumulating. And I'm jumping. And verse 18 and 19 is very important. Don't humiliate yourself to people, and don't walk in earth happy and arrogant. Allah do not like, and Allah do not love the arrogant and the people with ego. In here, my brother and sister in Islam, I remember one of the early scholars, he said something so beautiful in the chapter of a fool. He said, who is a fool? He said, the fool, he gives the advice to whom do not want it and to whom do not ask for it. The fool, the one, he tried to share knowledge or wisdom with someone, do not appreciate it and disrespect it. The fool, the one, he doesn't know what he's saying and when he's saying it. The fool, the one who lives this dunya and he failed to have a good friend in his side. And he said, the ultimate fool, the one after he finds a good friend, he loses it. My dear brother and sister in Islam, you remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he talk about the man who will enter from the people of Jannah and the companion even do not know him. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. And according to the report, I'm just scan it quick. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As or Abdullah ibn Umar go after him, stay overnight for 3 nights. He didn't see something special about him. And after that, he asked him, what is special about you? What are you doing? I do not know. He said, when I go to bed and I put my head in my pillow, I have nothing in my heart against no one. And I said, oh Allah, whoever commit mischief against me, I forgive them. What it mean? To keep your heart clean. I get shocked when people start accumulating about incidents happened last month, last year, this month, even between wife and husband and wife, between each other. It's almost like all the goodness is dead. And shaitan will not allow you to see one mistake or two mistake or other mistake. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blind us, do not value each other and value the message. When we become so arrogant above all the goodness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, and we become rebellious, I see it individual, I see it the condition of the ummah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please remember who's Luqman al-Hakim and try to get some of his wisdom and read chapter Luqman, verse 14 to 20, very slowly. And reflect. But I always try to make it in practicality beneficial to us. Check your heart. Are you happy? Are you content? Are you having any resentment against someone and why? What the person did to you? What mischief the person did to you? And if you die, what you can say to Allah? Can you verify your condition of your heart between you and Allah? Question need an answer. Why? You can drop dead. I can drop dead. And whatever hidden in our heart, we will pay for it. Or we will be rewarded for it. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if I'm busy with dhikrullah, remember death, and remember the goodness of other, thanking other for their goodness, make dua for them, can I have negativity in my heart? Can I go calculate about what they done and what they say? This I see it all over. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live with pure heart. Pure heart. Because this is what Allah wants. Pure heart. We can commit sins. We can be weak. We can fall down. This normal. But disease of the heart, it will get you. It will get you in the most important time in your life. Shaitan will make you lose the most precious things you have. It is your good deed. Because you can do major backbiting inside your heart and you transfer your good deed to somebody else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live with pure heart and be busy with the message of Allah. Remember Allah, remember death, forget your goodness to other and forget what mischief other do to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us and bonding us with a quality beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way He create us and fashion us, decorate us with a quality beloved to Allah wa Rasuluh. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Read and reflect, especially verse 15 and verse 16. And the whole verses, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us leave this earth with purity and pleasing to Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.